The clock's running out on December deal drops at Lowe's, but there's still time to wrap up something they'll love. Shop great gifts under $50, like the DeWalt Elite Series 100-piece bit set. Plus, if you order by 2 p.m., you get same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Shop December deal drops while you can. Lowe's. We help, you save.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
Every year on March 9th, according to the man who says he was there, Sean Combs would fly in a S worker, wherever Combs happened to be in the world. The call would come, and for 3 or 4 days, this man, Clayton Howard, would party with them and do it with Combs' girlfriend, Cassie, with Diddy present. March 9th, every year, the anniversary of Biggie Smalls' murder. Odd way to commemorate the day, wouldn't you say? But Diddy's an odd duck. Howard told the Netflix documentary Sean Combs, The Reckoning, that he didn't know what it meant. Maybe it was a release. Maybe it was something else. He just knew the date never changed. Yeah. It's a lot that we're going to go through here. I'd love to get your thoughts in the comments section on YouTube, if that's where you're at. If you're not already there, search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. That's where you will find us. Press subscribe. Give us your thoughts. And if you're listening to us on Apple Podcasts right now, thank you, number one. And if you wouldn't mind, give us a review there on Apple Podcasts. We'd really appreciate that. Helps us in the rankings and helps people know that we exist. So, yeah, that date, March 9th, Biggie's death. That's what they do. I'm going to let that sit for a second. A man allegedly marking the death of his best friend, the artist who built his empire, the rapper he called his brother, with days-long sex rituals for years, maybe decades. What kind of grief looks like that? What kind of guilt? Well, here's the question the documentary keeps circling. What kind of complicity? Because according to the new 4-part Netflix series, executive produced by 50 Cent and directed by Alexandra Stapleton, Sean Combs didn't just lose Christopher Wallace on March 9th of 1997. According to multiple people who were there, he may have put him in the ground. These are allegations, okay? He maintains his innocence. We're just going to go through what's being alleged here. They come from people with their own complicated histories, and in some cases, pending litigation against Combs. His team denies all of it, but the claims are now part of the public record, and they deserve a careful look. To understand what allegedly happened in Los Angeles in March of 1997, you have to go back to when Biggie and Tupac were friends. Real friends. Not industry friends, not label friends. Two young artists who recognized something in each other and built a genuine bond on mutual respect. It existed. This is before the beef, before the coast went to war, before anyone died. Kirk Burrows was there for all of it. He co-founded Bad Boy Entertainment with Combs in 1993. He handled the books, the paperwork, the day-to-day machinery of building a hip-hop empire. And from day one, he wrote everything down. From day zero, I wrote everything down every day so I could keep track of everything I needed to do, Burrows says in the documentary. Those journals, contemporaneous notes from inside Bad Boy are shown on screen for the first time. They're not memories reconstructed decades later. They're receipts, and what Burrows alleges is damning. Sean was insanely jealous of Biggie and Pac's friendship, he says. For Sean, being a marketer, you're a manipulator. And there's envy for people who have success and fame with no manipulation. Think about that framing. Combs built his career on image control, on spin, on packaging artists and selling narratives. And here were two generational talents who connected on pure artistry, no handlers required, according to Burrows. And that drove Combs crazy, according to him. Tupac's cousin William Lassane appears in the documentary and echoes the point. Puff was very threatened by Tupac. So what do you do when you're threatened by a friendship you can't control? Well, according to these allegations, you blow it up. The East Coast, West Coast beef is one of hip-hop's defining tragedies. Two artists dead, a generation scarred, an entire genre forced to reckon with violence it had glamorized but never expected to consume its biggest stars. But here's what the documentary argues. Biggie didn't have to be part of it. Biggie never wanted to be an enemy of Pac, Burrows says. According to him, Combs kept pushing Wallace to respond to Tupac's diss tracks, to escalate publicity, to perform the rivalry for cameras and record sales. The beef was good for business. It sold magazines and moved units, and Biggie allegedly wanted no part of it. The documentary traces how the tension between Bad Boy and Death Row Records, Suge Knight's West Coast label, became increasingly personal and increasingly dangerous. Former LAPD detective Greg Kading appears to walk through the timeline. So does a former member of the Mansfield Crips, identified as D1, who offers street-level perspective on how the industry beef intersected with gang politics. By September of 1996, Tupac Shakur was in Las Vegas for the Mike Tyson fight. He was shot in the drive-by on the Vegas Strip, but died 6 days later. He was 25. The documentary includes audio recordings of Keefe D, Dwayne Davis, a former Southside Crip who is currently awaiting trial for Tupac's murder. And in those recordings, allegedly made during a proffer session with authorities, Davis describes how the hit went down. He names his nephew, Orlando Anderson, as the shooter, and he alleges that Sean Combs had agreed to pay for the murder of both Tupac and Suge Knight. The money never came, Davis claims, partly because Knight survived and partly because the payment was allegedly funneled through an intermediary who kept it. That intermediary, according to the documentarian, was a man Combs claimed as his uncle, who allegedly had deep connections to New York gang life. I want to be clear about what we're dealing with here. These are unproven allegations from a man facing his own murder charge, who now says he was coerced into making those statements Combs has categorically denied any involvement in Tupac's death, and in nearly 30 years, no law enforcement agency has ever charged him with anything related to that shooting. What the documentary does is put these claims on screen and let the audience weigh them. But they remain allegations, not facts, just to be clear. What we do know is what Burroughs says he observed from inside Bad Boy. I think that Sean, now in my mature mind, had a lot to do with the death of Tupac, he says in the documentary. That's the conclusion based on what he claims to have witnessed. You can accept it or you can reject it. And here's the thing. Even if you set aside the question of whether Combs played any role in what happened in Vegas, what allegedly happened next is troubling enough on its own. After Tupac's murder, everyone at Bad Boy knew the situation was dangerous. The coasts were at war. Biggie was a target. Los Angeles was a hostile territory. And yet, 6 months later, Christopher Wallace is shot in L.A. Christopher Wallace is Biggie, for those of you playing along at home who didn't live the time. The story Sean Combs has told for nearly 30 years is that Biggie wanted to be there. It was a peace tour. Wallace wanted to bridge the divide, extend an olive branch, show the West Coast that the beef could end. Kirk Burroughs says that is a lie. According to Burroughs, Biggie had a flight booked to London for a European press junket. He wanted out of Los Angeles. He knew how dangerous it was, but Combs allegedly canceled the trip because in Burroughs' world, Diddy wanted to do a party on enemy turf. Yeah, great idea, right? He's lying about that, Burroughs says, referring to Combs' repeated claims that Wallace chose to stay in L.A. He lied about it, and let me know that's a weak spot for him, and he's nervous about that information. That's the quote. On March 9th in 1997, after leaving the Soul Train Awards after party, Christopher Wallace was shot and killed in a drive-by. He was 24. No one has ever been arrested for his murder either. The documentary includes footage that has never been broadcast before. The moments leading up to the shooting, the sound of the gunshots, a panicked 911 call, and someone raced the dying rapper to the hospital. Burroughs doesn't hedge his conclusion. He says, quote, he ushered Biggie to his death. That's an allegation, not a legal finding, but it's an allegation from someone who claims he was in the room when these decisions were made. And he's not the only former Bad Boy associate saying Combs bears responsibility. 2 weeks later, Brooklyn hosted the biggest hip-hop funeral the city has ever seen. The streets were packed, the cameras rolling, and Sean Combs was front and center. The grieving best friend, the mentor, the man who discovered Biggie and promised to carry his legacy forward. According to Burroughs, it was a performance, and the dead man, he's the one footing the bill. Sean said, we're going to do the biggest funeral for Biggie that New York has ever seen, Burroughs recalls. And we start to put that together. He starts to see the price. He says, we're going to do the biggest funeral, but Biggie's going to have to pay for this funeral. Burroughs alleges that Combs made the funeral expenses recoupable, charged against Biggie's estate, the artist who built Bad Boy, who gave Combs his first real hit, who died at 24 in a city he allegedly didn't want to be in, was allegedly footing the bill for his own memorial while his boss played the morning friend for the press. Sean doing a big show looks good on him, Burroughs says, but he's not going to tell the world that Biggie's going to pay for it. And according to Burroughs, it gets worse. He alleges that after Wallace's death, Combs wanted to alter the rapper's contract. Biggie had just renegotiated the deal, better terms, fairer split. With the artist dead and unable to object, Combs allegedly saw an opportunity to change the paperwork, swap out some pages, make things more favorable to Bad Boy without telling the Wallace family. Burroughs says he refused to do that. 90 days later, he was fired. But before that, there was another confrontation. Burroughs claims Combs showed up at the office one day carrying a baseball bat and a suitcase full of Bad Boy stock certificates. The message allegedly was clear. Sign over your 24% stake in the company or else. He wants the stock back. He wants it now, Burroughs recalls. Combs allegedly promised to return the shares after a business deal closed. According to Burroughs, that never happened. Burroughs filed a lawsuit in 03 for breach of contract and fraud. It was dismissed, filed too late, the court said. He filed another in 2025, alleging years of predatory behavior. That case is still pending. A few months after the funeral, Sean Combs released "I'll Be Missing You." The song, of course, sampling the Police's "Every Breath You Take." It featured Faith Evans, Biggie's widow. It was positioned as a tribute, Puff Daddy mourning his fallen brother, channeling his grief into art. It topped charts in 15 countries. It won a Grammy. The VMA's performance became iconic. Combs in all white, the crowd in tears, a moment that cemented him as a solo star. Stations that didn't play rap. People used to get their music from radio stations, kids. Radio stations that didn't play rap played that song. That's quite a feat. It may not sound like it, but it is. I was working in that industry at that moment in time. It was a huge song. You think songs get played frequently now? That was like every hour for several weeks. The documentary argues this wasn't grief, it was strategy. I think Sean had envy for his own artists. He was jealous of their talent, Burroughs says. And when that talent was gone, Combs allegedly monetized the mourning. You know, like you do. The pattern, according to the documentary, started earlier in December of 1991. Combs co-promoted a celebrity charity basketball game at City College of New York that ended in a stampede, and 9 people died. It was a tragedy that made national news, and according to rapper Eric Sermon, who appears in the documentary, it was how Combs got super famous. That's the beginning of Puff Daddy. The documentary's thesis is clear: tragedy as a ladder, catastrophe as an opportunity. According to these accounts, that's who Sean Combs allegedly is. The City College stampede made him notorious. Biggie's murder made him a star. Other people's deaths allegedly became his career milestones. And then there's March 9th. Clayton Howard says he worked with Combs and Cassie Ventura for 8 years. He describes himself as a hired participant in their encounters. The sessions prosecutors would later characterize as coerced performances. Howard describes witnessing violence. He says he saw Combs punch Cassie so hard she flew across the room. He says she would run out after being assaulted, then come back 30 or 45 minutes later acting like nothing happened. He says the cycle repeated for years. And he says every March 9th, without fail, the call would come. Every March 9th, the day Biggie got murdered, they would fly me to wherever they were. I would hang out, drink, and party with them for 3 or 4 days while I had that with Cassandra. I don't know if that was release for that day or whatever, but they always called me on March 9th. That's the quote. I don't know what to do with that. And I don't think the documentary does either. It just presents the detail and lets it sit there, daring you to make sense of it. Is it guilt? Is it celebration? Is it some twisted form of mourning that only makes sense inside the mind we can't access? The documentary doesn't speculate. It just shows you the pattern, the death, the alleged profit, the sex ritual. And trust you can draw your own conclusion. Combs' team has pushed back hard on all of this. His spokesperson has called this documentary a shameful hit piece built on stolen footage that was never authorized for release. They've sent cease and desist letters to Netflix, and they've made a point worth considering. Many of the people featured have longstanding personal grievances, financial motives, or credibility issues that have been documented for years. That's worth keeping in mind. Kirk Burroughs has a pending lawsuit against Combs. Clayton Howard was a paid participant in activities that are now the subject of criminal charges. These aren't neutral witnesses. They're people with snakes or stakes in the outcome. Netflix has defended the project, saying the footage was legally obtained and that Combs was offered multiple opportunities to participate and he declined. Combs is currently serving 50 months in a federal prison at Fort Dix in New Jersey. In July of 25, a jury found him guilty on two counts of transportation for prostitution under the Mann Act. He was acquitted on racketeering and sex trafficking charges. He's appealing his conviction. Kirk Burrows is still waiting for his day in court. His 25 lawsuit is pending. He's 30 years removed from Bad Boy now. But he kept the journals. He wrote it all down. And now finally people are reading. The documentary is called The Reckoning, and maybe that is the right word for it, not justice. We're not there yet. And for Biggie and Tupac, we may never get there. But a reckoning, an accounting, a moment when the allegations finally get aired in public and the audience gets to decide what they believe. Christopher Wallace would have been 52 years old this year. He left behind two children, a catalog that still defines an era, and a death that has never been solved. And every year on March 9th, according to a man who says he was in the room, Sean Combs allegedly marked the anniversary not with silence, not with reflection, not with anything that looks like grief as the rest of us understand it. Some men build empires on talent, some build them on tragedy, and some, if these allegations are true, build them on the bodies of the people who trusted them most, and then find ways to commemorate that loss that would curdle your blood. Biggie deserved better, and almost 30 years later, the people who were there are finally saying so out loud. Whether you believe them is up to you. Give me your thoughts in the comments section on YouTube. If you're not already there, search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Subscribe, please. Greatly appreciate that. Hit that subscribe button. And if you're listening to us on Apple Podcasts right now, do me a favor. If you enjoy the commentary, if you enjoy our coverage of these cases, give us a review. That really helps us in the rankings, lets other folks know that we exist. Just takes 2 seconds, just a few nice words. We greatly appreciate it on Apple Podcasts and the review. Thank you for that in advance. Until next time, my name is Tony Bruschi. We will talk again.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
A t-shirt and jeans, mac and cheese, oceans and sunsets. Some things in life are an obvious match, like RIAs and Schwab Advisor Services, the number one choice for independent advisors looking for a custodian who can help them go further. With all the wealth services, technology, and support an RIA firm needs, the difference is so obvious, it's Schwabious. Find your match and learn why custody is just the beginning at schwabbias.com.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com. Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com. Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.